And we're back. We're joined here today by Ali Stricker and Rachel Kramer. Today is Rev It Up for Relay Day. How you guys doing?
Good.
Doing well.
Everything good? So guys, you guys are cancer survivors. So when were you guys? Power to the people. Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
When were you guys diagnosed with cancer?
I was in August of 06.
I was diagnosed in April of 96.
Wow, that was when you guys were younger.
Yeah. Wow,
that must have been intense. What were your first thoughts when you guys found out that you had cancer? Were you, like, scared or?
I wasn't really scared because they caught it early for me, so.
I don't know. I mean, I was young for mine, but mine was a little more severe and it was a little more escalated by the time they caught mine, so it was, like, kind of an unsure situation. But considering I was young, I didn't really know what was going on, so it wasn't so bad.
But you guys fought through and you made it. That's good.
Yep.
Well, of course, you guys, your family, of course, played a big role in your recovery. How did they do that? What did your family really do to help you?
Well, like, my mom just comforted me and stayed with me in the hospital. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, my parents were the same. You know, just, like, made sure I was always happy and not thinking about it too much. And for my brother and sister who were home, you know, alone a lot of the time, we were all pretty young. So, you know, my parents made sure they were always taken care of and, you know.
It's good. Really nice. But, you know, it's always a big fear for people who were diagnosed with cancer of relapse. Were you guys ever afraid that it might relapse?
Not really. I have pretty good doctors and they take care of me a lot. I mean, I have to go for blood tests every 6 months. I have to go for one right after school today. But, like, pretty much it's, like, not, like, that fearful because, I don't know, I have good doctors and I'm in good hands.
That's good.
For me, it was mostly, like, they said within the first 10 years was, like, the only time I'd probably relapse, so it was a little scary for, you know, for the first few years, and they weren't sure, you know, it was in my blood, so it could really come back at any time, but it's been, like, 12 years now, so we're pretty sure, you know, not scared anymore.
All right. Thanks, guys. We're here with you. We're going to take a quick break right now, and when we come back, we will continue the interview. Stay here. And we're back. Hey guys, today is Rev It Up for Relay Day. Go to the lobby, buy something. They're all really cool things. And we are joined here today by Rachel Kramer and Allie Stricker. And how you guys doing again?
Good.
You guys are doing
so
good?
Well.
Well, yeah, today's Rev It Up for Relay Day. You guys are very active members in the relay committee. What like led you to that? Besides, obviously.
For me, I was in 7th grade. Ted Lavianos, he used to be in charge of the Port Washington Relay. He came to Weber and talked to the students, and I think he also came to Schreiber. And that was when I decided I definitely wanted to be part of something that would help others who were, you know, like me and, you know, who needed help and money for research and stuff. So that's what got me started.
Pretty much the same thing. I don't know. I got involved freshman year before I was diagnosed, and then ever since I was still involved. So, yeah.
Nice. What do you guys? What's your overall goal for Relay?
To raise a lot of money for cancer.
Of course.
Yeah, my team's goal this year is I think about $10,000. So, wow. You know, hopefully we can, you know, accomplish that. In the past years, we've been able, you know, to get to our goal. So basically, yeah, just raise a lot of money for research and save as many people as we can by doing that.
Hopefully all the WDOT members will help you along that goal.
Hopefully,
yeah.
So, beginning of the year in the senior assembly, you guys won a couple of awards, didn't
yeah.
you? What,
yes.
what was all that about?
I guess we just got it because we're awesome. No, just kidding.
I don't know, it's called the Warrior of Hope Award. It was awarded to us by Paul Grill, who is now, you know, he's the new guy in charge of the Port Washington Relay. He's a really great guy.
Yeah, he is. He's listening right now. You're awesome, Paul.
We love you. I don't know. It was a surprise to us, so we didn't really know much about it before, but basically it was just awarding us, like, for being cancer survivors and, you know, being such an integral part of the Relay of Port Washington, raising lots of money.
Yeah.
Nice. Congratulations, guys.
Thanks.
All right, here are a couple of random questions that I think everyone wants to know. What do you guys want to be when you grow up?
I want to do something with dance because I dance like 16 hours a week or something ridiculous.
Wow, that's a lot. Actually.
So
good job.
Maybe a dance teacher or something like that. Not professional though, like dance in like ABT. I'm not that good.
I'm going to school next year to study to be a high school English teacher. So. Hopefully, I'll be able to pursue that.
Teaching. It's just adding more stress to all this, isn't it?
No, I don't know. For me, it's like, it's a special thing to me to, like, teach others that I've, you know, the way I've been taught. I had a lot of inspirational teachers in my life, so they all,
that's
like,
good.
You know,
yeah.
Help me.
But, you know, I'm so, all luck to you when you have to deal with a bunch of, you know, Georges.
Poor George is a good kid, so
yes,
not
is.
Too worried.
Not in government.
No. But maybe Anderson is listening. Let's not talk about that.
Let's not share
switching
the secrets.
Subjects.
Yeah. So, you know, when you guys are doing something important such as Relay, what motivates you guys? What makes you go that extra step and stuff?
For me, it's just knowing that, like, I went to Sloan Kettering Hospital when I was little, and all the nurses and doctors there were absolutely incredible, and I owe my life to them. So, you know, I always thought, you know, if I owe my life to somebody, I feel like I could give somebody else a life, save another person, or at least, you know, help them get on their way to, like, you know, surviving cancer and actually attend relays and, you know, stuff like that. So that's my motivation.
Cool.
Wow, I can't respond to that. She's so good and smart.
thanks.
But, like, I don't know, yeah, like, same thing like Allie said, like, other people are, like, suffering, and they need, like, their hope, and basically that's what we're trying to give them, so, yeah.
Good answer.
Very good answer. All right, guys, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having
welcome.
Us.
Welcome.
Rev It Up for Relay is down in the lobby. Go join.
Woo,
buy
stuff.
If you want to, it's all up to you guys, but please, if you could consider it at least, that'd be great.
Yeah, thank we
you.
Can't make you. Sorry. All right, and see you guys later.
Thanks.
Bye.
Hey, guys.
All right. Welcome back. George, you have a disclaimer to read, I believe.
Yes, I do. The program you are listening to may contain language or material that could be considered offensive. The views expressed are those of the DJ and not necessarily those of WDOT or other WDOT station members. We therefore advise you to carefully consider whether you or your children should listen. And we're back. We're here joined today by basically the people who helped establish and set up Relay. We have Paul, we have Missy, and we have Christina. Christine. Sorry. My bad. If you guys could please take a seat. Welcome, guys. The mics, so you guys can hear. I mean, the headsets. Welcome, guys. All right, if I could ask you guys just to stay close to the mic so we could hear you very clearly.
We want to hear each and every word.
Yes, we do. So, guys, help set up Relay. How long have you guys been on the committee? Let's call it committee. Is it committee? Yeah, committee.
This has been my sixth year. I didn't do it the first year or two. So 6 years. This is going into the eighth year.
Right.
Wow, that's...
Fort Washington.
It's a long time. Assuming every year has been rewarding and
well,
nice.
It started out as being on a team.
Oh,
and then
so
we started out as being on a team, and then eventually went to being co-chairs and chairing the event.
It's very nice, Paul.
Well, personally, I was always involved with Relay for Life for a number of years. I came to the American Cancer Society actually 2 years ago, and I'm Director of Special Events for the American Cancer Society, and I oversee the Relay for Life. And I just want to take this time just to say how grateful we are and how proud we are of the Schreiber High School community, the teachers, especially Mrs. Kasiba, who's done so much, our coaches, the student coaches who are overseeing our leadership in the high school. And all the kids who participate have made this an absolutely outstanding event. Last year, they did an incredible, incredible job by raising over $23,000.
Wow.
Just the students of Schreiber High School, and we are very proud of them. And that money goes towards a lot of things, advocacy, education, research, and the programs that we offer through the American Cancer Society.
Well, on behalf of Schreiber and all staff and students, thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
So, obviously, you guys, Relay is a big event. How long does it take to set something that big up? Like, do you guys spend a lot of time on it?
We're actually going to start planning.
Several months.
7 months. We're gonna we actually have our first meeting with Paul next week.
Good luck in that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will continue the interview. All right, keep it where it is. And we're back. And we are joined here today by the committee for Relay for Life. How you guys doing? You guys good?
Very good.
Yeah, we're
thank
great.
You for
thank
having
you.
Us.
Yes,
yeah,
no problem.
You.
All right, so I actually have a couple of questions for you guys this time.
Okay.
Because he seems to have run out. He's just, it's so inspirational, this whole thing. It really is. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Really is.
I just wanted to ask you guys, and you can all answer, you know, go around in turn. Has there ever been any, you know, specific particular cases that have really inspired you? Like of any an individual, a group, or that have really, you know, caused you to want to go out and continue to do Relay, you know, more often?
Well, personally, from my standpoint, I started doing this to honor my wife, who is was a breast cancer survivor. And that's what really got me involved. Personally doing, you know, the Relay for Life, making strides walks at Jones Beach. But as a staff partner with the American Cancer Society, I cannot begin to tell you how inspired I became by working with the individuals such as Missy and Christine and some of the other committee chair people that we have at Port Washington, but also the students. I mean, the enthusiasm, the passion that they have to try to make a difference in the lives of others who are suffering through cancer is absolutely amazing. And to be honest with you, working with such people as like Rachel and Allie, who are cancer survivors, they're absolutely amazing kids. And it makes you want to do more, to step up to the plate and to continue on this fight. And that's why it's great that the American Cancer Society can bring this fight back attitude and give the people the opportunity to make a difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I agree with that. The students have inspired me tremendously. I basically started doing this because of my own grandmother who had pancreatic cancer and family members who have colon cancer on my mother's side. So it's very evident, and you just want to make a difference and find a cure. And I truly, truly do this for my children so they won't have to be going through this.
Right. Definitely.
The same with me. My mother passed away when I was 25, And I have five children myself, and for the first, I don't know, 8 years, I didn't do anything. And then I, you know, started my family, and I thought, this is a really nice event, and life isn't always pretty, and this is what it is, and everybody knows somebody that has been, you know, through this. And it's kind of a, I'm lost for words, but it's a very nice feeling to, that there are other people doing the same, in the same boat
right.
as you.
Well, because, I mean, the general understanding, it's an obstacle in life. Like you said, life isn't always pretty, and you just, you need to overcome it. It's just another step in life that you have to overcome.
It's just a peaceful way,
yeah.
I think, maybe, of dealing with it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
And I also think that coming together once a year at the Shriver track kind of brings everybody, gives them that place to go to if they've lost a loved one or if they want to honor somebody. And it's like you kind of come into this own little world that everybody understands what's happening.
Right, because, I mean, you're with other people who know what you're going through, you know, that know the feelings you're feeling, the emotions you've had. It's really inspiring. It's great.
It's a place for unity, yeah.
Right.
All right. Thank you guys for joining us today.
Thank you
for having us.
And we would like to encourage people to go down to the lobby, buy things, only if you want to. You don't can't make
rev
it
up for Relay in the lobby.
Yeah.
Go for it.
All right. Thank you guys.
You.
Have
thank
a nice day.
Yes, thank you very much.
Very much.
Weekend.